This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we start the week, let's start it the best way possible, and that is by listening to God. Do you know that God is deeply interested in your personal life? And by interested, I don't mean he's wondering what's going on. Of course, he knows what's going on. But what I mean is God cares deeply about your life. The Bible tells us that we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. And that means that God is carefully crafting your life, like a master craftsman. And he cares about what's happening in your day-to-day, the opportunities, the pressures, the things going on that you don't know how to deal with. He cares, and he wants to be so involved in your life today. The best way to involve God in your life is to take time at the beginning of the day, open his word, the Bible, and read a passage and just say, God, what do you have to say to me? Well, that's what we do at this time each weekday morning. And this week, I want to take you to the beginning of the book of Joshua in the Old Testament of the Bible. You remember Moses had delivered the people of Israel from their slavery in Egypt, and God had led them through the wilderness, and they've been 40 years wandering in the wilderness, and God has provided for them all the way. And now, as they're getting ready to go into the promised land, the land God swore to give to Abraham and his descendants, they're on the verge, and Moses is done with his time on earth. And here's what God says in the first few verses of Joshua chapter 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan River, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the people of Israel. He goes on, and a few verses later he says, no man shall be able to stand before you, that is, opposing you, all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses my servant commanded you. A few verses later, he says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you. Well, when Joshua goes and speaks to the leaders of the people and talks to them about what God has said to him, it says in verse 16, they answered Joshua, all that you have commanded us we will do, and wherever you send us we will go. Just as we obeyed Moses in all things, so we will obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your command and disobeys your words, whatever you command him, shall be put to death. Only be strong and courageous. Well, you heard the dual themes going through there, right? God says, I will be with you, Joshua. Just like I was with Moses, I'll be with you. So be strong and courageous. There's this link, isn't there, between confidence that God is with me, God is working through me, God is in the middle of this circumstance, and that makes it not hopeless, but hopeful. God will make the difference. And that leaves us being strong and courageous. I don't know what you're facing in your life today, what pressures, what challenges, what struggles you're facing in your life, but keep this in mind. If you will choose what you know God wants you to do, don't compromise. Do what's right. Do what you know God is leading you to do, and you can be confident he will be with you when you are moving with him. What do you need to do today to follow God and walk in confidence? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.